Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Traffic looking really, really good this afternoon. Happy to be able to tell you that the on-ramp to the N14 highway from Fountains has been reopened.
FlySafe has welcomed the National Consumer Commission's investigation into overbooking practices, emphasizing its compliance with the Consumer Protection Act. The airline highlights overbooking as a global standard to manage no-shows and keep fares affordable. Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon.
We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on FlySafe Air alone wouldn't be fair.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Britain today. The meeting comes after the two leaders met this earlier this week, hit out at tech billionaire Elon Musk over his increasingly strident interventions into domestic European politics. More at jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Economist from Econometrics, Azar Chamin, starts by looking at the markets.
Markets were quite weak this morning, with the All Share Index losing just over 0.5% over the course of the day. A negative response to the Federal Open Market Committee meeting last month regarding the likelihood that interest rates would remain higher than in the United States than previously hoped for had an important role to play in this negative sentiment.
We also have a look at the impact of Trump on the economy.
Price of gold rose substantially by around 1% in response to growing nervousness about what a Trump presidency will mean for the global economy. And movements by Trump against Greenland, Mexico, and Canada have added to the anxiety about the global economy.
A dollar is trading at R18.90, a euro R19.46, a pound R23.24. Gold is trading at $2,670.49 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil $77.05 per barrel. I'm Mule Pinard, more news at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action. This time it's coming from the Eastern Cape, where the Sunrisers Eastern Cape won the toss and chose to field first against my Cape Town. The two-time winners, they are fielding at the moment and it's not looking too bad for them. Three wickets that they've gotten so far, but it looks like Devil Brevis has found a liking to new bowler Swanepoel. At the moment, Brevis is there still on 41 just from 19 deliveries with a score at 106 for 3. After those 12 overs, so going at a rate of 8.5 to the over at the moment. Selwyn Davids is among a trio of experienced blitzbox that have returned to training in the build-up of the Australian leg of the World 7 Series at the end of Jan. Skipper Davids, Ryan Oosthuizen, as well as Ronald Brown, who missed the tournament victory in South Africa in Cape Town in the first week of December, joined the team at their base in Stellenbosch since last week. And in some tennis news, top seed Jessica Pegula and Tommy Paul powered into the Adelaide Open semi-finals last night with straight set victories, and they played themselves into form just days before the Aussie Open. The American duo allowed their opponents few chances in the quarterfinal rounds, with Pegula dispatching Ashlyn Kruger, and she went through to retire after that as well. In football news, Fulham will put out Premier League duties to one side when they welcome Championship outfit Watford to Craven Cottage for a third round FA Cup tie. It's happening later tonight. The two teams meet for the first time since April 2019, when the Hornets secured a 4-1 victory at Vicarage Road in the top flight. And Bayer Leverkusen playmaker Granit Xhaka will his hoping to recover from an ankle injury in time for tomorrow's Bundesliga restart against Borussia Dortmund. And that's according to coach Xabi Alonso. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal. Ooh, ready, all right. Jacaranda.